Thank you for joining with us for another episode of Morning Briefings here on the Pipeline Intercession for the President and on our podcast. If you have any dreams that you have about the Office of the President, please send them to pip@christiancenterstreetport.com. We're so thankful that you all have joined in with us on this prayer journey, and we look forward to standing with you not only today, but in the days ahead. So with that, we'll go ahead and join today's broadcast as we talk about the news and stand on the wall for this nation and the Office of the President. Good morning, everyone. Zach Arskadden coming to you live from North Carolina. And today is another great day to be here, standing on the wall with each and every one of you. And there's an interesting twist of how we can look at what's going on in the world. And today I want to look at it with a joyful heart, because there's some things that are happening, even in these moments of darkness, as we've talked about all week, of righteousness taking a stand, as you're seeing leaders and individuals inside, outside the church, stand up for righteousness in this season. And today, I titled today's episode of Seeking Discernment. As we mentioned yesterday, we talked about this narrative that is being pushed from both inside and outside the church of, if anything's being said by the media, it's all bad and you need to ignore that. And while, yes, there is some fake news going on out there, and there has been for quite a while, and it'll probably always be there as humans exist, there is the calls, as we read through scripture yesterday, of focusing in on discerning what is true, of being wise as a serpent, but innocent as a dove. And today I want to continue on this journey here through scripture of looking at what not only Jesus talks about, but what the Lord uses his leaders throughout the Bible to show us this relationship as we're growing closer with him, to be able to grow closer to him and discern what is being said and what is happening within the world, of knowing the times and the seasons. And so as we come out of this study of reordering our day and into starting our day in that time with the Lord, a verse that really, really just highlighted, the Lord highlighted me this morning, was Psalms 119 verse 66. And it says, "Teach me," this is David, "teach me good discernment and knowledge, for I believe in your commandments." And here is, as we seek discernment, this is David asking, "Lord, teach me." Not teach me to hide in a corner. Not teach me so that I can get my way. Teach me discernment so as I interact, as I'm in the world but not of it, I'm able to interpret and judge, literally a book of Judges, judge what it is you would want me to do today, what it is you need done in the earth today, what it is we need to establish for your kingdom. Not how I can hide out and get what I want so the person that I wanted who to be in office can be in office. It's not what the Lord says. The Lord disciplines those who he loves. Like there's I could go on and on and on about this, but we really need to understand in this season how seeking this discernment is a biblical principle, a foundation to live on, not eroding at this foundational principle and going out and hiding out in a corner because we don't get what we want. And look, we're all on a journey, and sometimes we get things caught up in our heart as idols, and we understand that, and that's where grace comes in. But it's grace not so that you can have your way. It's grace so that you can have the ability to repent of your sins, of the mindsets, of the idols that we have in our hearts, and turn back towards the heart of the Father. And if you listened to our sermon last night, that's a portion of what that was about, of getting in right alignment with the Lord, getting that relationship so that we can be in the place where the Lord needs us to be. And so I want to build on this foundation today, because there's, with what's going on in Russia and Ukraine right now, if we're to believe that the media is lying, we're going to be really, 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 really confused because of what's actually coming out of the media. But first, I want to start off with some great news for parents and children alike, is that the Daily Wire is announcing that they're going to invest $100 million into children's content. And they have actually hired Eric Broskom and Ethan Cole of VeggieTales and the Babylon Bee to develop kids' content. So you have great developers from before who created good, funny content with the Babylon Bee and some VeggieTales stuff in the past, who are now going to focus on what the Daily Wire wants. We're really letting them develop what they want to develop. That's how Daily Wire really operates. But what's good about this is they're putting $100 million. And I want to talk about this for a second, because this is huge. Because if you're saying you're going to do this, it's not just, oh, we're going to start a company, we're going to hope to hire, blah, blah, blah. It's saying, hey, we have the resources. We're going to invest in this. We're going to hire people who can do this stuff. And let me say this, is just this picture alone takes a breadth of knowledge that, oh, it looks simple. Okay, you just take a picture, but the lighting, able to edit it and put the typography there, to put the logo in there, to put it on a website so that it's not fuzzy and looks bad. Like, just that knowledge alone, and that's just a picture, takes a lot of resources to be able to do with the camera equipment and stuff like that. And now you're talking about animation, graphics, most likely motions, and a lot of things that it seems, you know, oh, that seems simple. It's not. It's a lot. And $100 million for just 3 years is a lot. And hopefully they'll want to recoup that and make money from that. And so I say this is a huge investment, because, like, even with what we do here, it takes a significant investment. And those of you who have been sewing greatly appreciate it to allow us to be able to do what we do. And there's resources that we use to cut costs that allow us to do a lot more things that we would be able to do just based off of the hardware that we have, and thankful technology has allowed us to do this stuff. So we appreciate that, but we say this is a positive movement with what is going on with Disney. They were going to wait till the fall to announce this, but because of the stories coming out about Disney and the push for queer inclusion and all this stuff with its children's content of grooming children, they said enough's enough, we're going to announce this. And so kudos on that. It's a bright moment here today for that stuff. And also, we appreciate those of you who give and have given in the past. It allows us to do a lot of the things that we're doing to continue on moving forward. So a huge bonus there for content that will not be grooming children towards very perverse ideologies. Now I want to move on to just real briefly, I want to talk about this. So the story about Madison Cawthorn has evolved into the fact that he backed down and claiming that he didn't have evidence of the things that he said he had. Which a question I have is, was what he said true, or are they backing him down in a corner because he can't 100% prove it? Because if you've ever followed politics long enough, and you paid attention to some of the things that people have said, they said the same things he said. Of the stuff that you see in the House of Cards is very normal. But it's okay for other politicians who have a better standing to say it and nothing happens. But then when he says it at a heightened political time, as you're gearing towards the midterms, it's bad for him to say it. So he kind of got called to the table and called out a little bit. But my question would still be is, who are you talking about? I mean, as Americans, we need to know who these people are. If this stuff is really going on, there's been rumors of it going on for years. It hasn't. He got called to the table, and the reason they're able to push him under the table again and keep him quiet is because he said things that he's backed down off of before. He has a mouth, but he doesn't always have the evidence and receipts to back it up. So it's something, an interesting narrative that'll probably die off. And again, he's up for re-election, and it's not looking good for him. And this is not a good step for him. And the people in the Greensboro area of North Carolina have a decision to make moving forward on him. So we just want to, I want to update that story. And then I want to really deal with something that's going on. So talked about yesterday about how there's people in and out of the church who are saying things about the media's lie. If the media is saying anything, it must be a lie. And for a lot of people, that's so that you'll come to them for your news sources. And what I'm saying is, look, these people who are journalists who have these positions on these news meetings, they still have a call in their life from God to be watchmen on the wall. They need to walk that out and be faithful to that. And a lot of them are not, which is sad, because they're not speaking the truth. And the Biden administration is pushing this idea that Putin is, and then the Russian troops have lost morale. You're seeing this story from Fox News about that, about, oh, they've lost so many people. And some of that may be true, may very, very well be true. And then, you know, there's a story we talked about how somebody ran over their commanding officer with the tank because he lost his friends in battle. He got upset. They're sabotaging equipment. And then the fact that they're losing high-ranking officials, upwards of 7 generals. But also, there is a conflict going on within Russia. And there's the American media and this administration are trying to play it off as more than it really is for a purpose. But I want to point this out, is there's Wall Street Journal that talks about how Russia is playing down the progress of peace talks because they know that's not really what they want. And they're ultimately, you know, the media saying, oh yeah, they're going to pull back. Well, they're not pulling back. They're increasing attacks towards Eastern Ukraine. So the very opposite is, in that case, okay, is true. The media saying one thing, the opposite is kind of true, but there's a reason they're doing this, is they're trying to persuade people towards, an ideology. And then you have this report coming out of the White House saying, and I want to show it here, saying that intel shows Putin is misled by advisors on Ukraine. And then you also have what's coming out of the administration of, I want to look at some of the comments Antony Blinken has said over the past couple of days about this. Some of it's true, but I think we need to come full circle on how Putin and really the Soviet Union, because that's where Putin's ideologies are dealt with, is over the last couple of days, Blinken has said, there is what Russia says, and then there's what Russia does. We're focused on the latter. So he's being wise in his assessment of what's actually going on. Now, yesterday, he said this in Algiers. He says, with regard to Putin, look, what I can tell you is this, and I said this before, one of the Achilles heel of autocracies is that you don't have people in those systems who speak truth to power or who have the ability to speak truth to power. And I think that is something that we're seeing in Russia. So partially, this is true. And then you have out of that AP report I talked about how there's somebody who came out. This is where discernment is needed. Somebody who came out and said that this administration, speaking of the Biden administration, is hopeful that releasing and divulging the findings could help probe Putin to reconsider his options in Ukraine, according to a unnamed source U.S. official. They're doing that to keep cover, to be able to keep leaks coming and et cetera, et cetera. But what this shows is that, okay, if we believe everything the media is saying, Russia's losing morale, losing troops, et cetera, they're considering pulling back. Oh, wait, but they're not. now the reason that they're putting it out there is so that the administration will try to get Biden to rethink his decision of why he invaded Ukraine. And let's not get it twisted. They're both sides of the story. So which one's true? Which one do we believe? If we don't believe the media, then who do we believe? Because the media is telling both sides of the story. This is where discernment is needed. You can't just go hide in the corner, only listen to one source, only listen to people who won't listen to outside objections, won't have a conversation about things. Because that's literally, people have said that. I'm not listening about it. You can't tell me otherwise. I could spend an hour on all that. But the truth is there's one side of the story, then there's the other, and the truth is probably somewhere in the middle. And what we're seeing now is, and understand this, the Biden administration is trying to use things in the media to, for whatever reason, persuade the public. Rather than deal in realities, they're dealing with the court of public opinion. Trump administration did the same thing. Obama administration did the same thing. Clinton administration did the same thing. Bush, Carter, Reagan. You could go on and on and on and on about that. My point is that we need to use discernment to decide for ourselves, and as intercessors, understand how we need to be praying and seek the Lord for that. Because Putin himself is going to make decisions not because of what somebody tells him. I think our administration has this backwards in thinking that information flows up and decisions flow up. In reality, decisions flow down in the fact that you have the head guy and everything else afterwards is from what he says. And so he was going to go into Ukraine no matter what. And also the fact of, if you're getting information out of the Kremlin, you would probably want to keep that quiet. Because intelligence says that that inner circle is getting smaller and smaller. And if Putin knows that there's leaks in a smaller and smaller circle, yeah, you're going to want to not release that information. So this is all just things playing out in the court of public opinion. And that's why you wait. That's what we talked about. Keeping our emotions in check, being sober, so that we can understand the times and seasons like the sons of Issachar and understand what God is really doing in this season, and also see what the enemy is doing in this season. Because right now, with what's coming out of Russia, if we think one thing is absolutely true, we don't know, because we live in a Western world. We have a Western mindset. Putin, he lives in a different world. He lives under a different set of worldviews, and grew up. I mean, think about growing up in the Soviet Union, being trained in your formative years in the KGB, under that type of world and society. And we can't look at what is actually happening. We have to look at and understand how he thinks. And unfortunately, I think this administration is not doing so. So we want to pray for this administration to have the fear of the Lord on this issue when dealing with Russia and Ukraine, Israel, China, et cetera. And also we want to continue to pray for Biden during his moments of weakness, of dementia, that his administration doesn't take advantage of him, because we understand that this is how things are playing out under this administration, and it's sad. Okay, I want to move on real quickly to a few things, because there's, again, warnings that have come out prophetically and things that are playing out right in front of our very eyes. And Daily Wire has a decent article on the unhinged and abnormal Fed warns of housing bubble as average cost of new homes hits record high. Obviously, part of that is because inflation due to COVID and pricing spikes and price of things happening. But let's understand this. This is nothing that's new happened within the last several months. This is something that's been built up since 2007, 2008. Because the same decisions that were made, same type of investments that allowed the 2007, 2008 housing bubble to happen are happening again in a different form under a different name. And so I worked in real estate when I was in South Florida a little bit, and you could see the foreclosure numbers. I wrote reports on this every week. You can see foreclosure numbers increasing towards the same type of foreclosure numbers that 2007, 2008. This was before COVID. This was before any shutdowns, inflation were happening. We were already on this trend. COVID paused that because of the eviction moratoriums, foreclosure moratoriums. And so it put a pause on that. Now those people who didn't pay those bills during that time are now having to catch back up to it. And foreclosures are starting to creep back up again. And it's a warning of saying, okay, this is possibly happening, which is why if we listen to the heeds and wisdom of the Lord from years ago, you would understand, and hopefully we're in a position to be able to survive this, because it'll be short. I mean, I don't know how long it'll last, but it will eventually go away. And then there's also an interesting report coming out of the president of BlackRock said something that I think is very interesting about how inflation will clobber the entitled generation of consumers who continue to buy things based off of credit cards and borrowing as consumer debt continues to rise. And as inflation and interest rates continue to rise from 18% to higher, it's going to cause a hamper on people's budgets and livelihoods because of personal decisions that they made. You can blame oil companies, you can blame everybody else, which is what the Democrats are doing, as to the reason why things are happening, which is why the Biden administration is planning on tapping the oil reserves to hopefully bring down gas prices for probably a couple hours, and then they'll shoot right back up, which will ultimately hurt us in the long run, because then we're going to have to pay an even higher price to get the strategic oil reserve back to where it was before. Just a disastrous decision. We've already seen it happen before. Also, another disastrous decision from this Biden administration is that they, within this new budget, did not estimate and did not plan on continuing sales of lease of offshore leasing for drilling. And the budget shows a increased revenue, a decline in revenue from $395.5 million from this fiscal year to just $25 million, a nearly 94% year-over-year decrease of revenue from oil and gas leases. And during this time where oil and prices are increasing, these decisions are being disastrous. So costs of things are going to continue to go up because of direct decisions from this Biden administration. And one thing I will be paying attention to is that the Democrats are next week bringing in big oil companies to talk about what's happening, because they want to go after them. They want to punish them because they believe in their minds that the reason gas prices are so high is because they're just charging us more, because what they see is the price of oil. And there is a reason, and I think the oil companies do need to discern this and tell this, is that if you look at 2007, 2008, and under Obama, towards the end of Obama, the price per oil of gas, per barrel of oil of gas, was almost double than what it is now. But what they're not understanding is the cost of the not only just acquiring the gas, but logistically getting it to the strategic positions of where it needs to be. That cost, the operating cost, has increased. And that's what they're not looking at, because they're not actually looking at the balance sheets of these companies. They're just seeing the price of oil and then what we're paying at the pump, and they're just assuming that this is why these things are happening. And maybe there's a little bit of that, but again, there's no evidence of them proving that is what's happening. They're just saying, well, because you're charging us higher prices means, and the oil companies are going to be brought into Washington, D.C. to explain the situation, and we'll hear their side of the story, not just this one narrative of this is what's happening, because they're trying to push blame off of the president. So I'm interested to see what they say. I'll pay attention to that. And then last thing we want to pray for is, and look at, is we're seeing now coming out of COVID, the tyrannical overreach and the mandates and things that have been so disruptive to society and the world at large. But we're also seeing the swamp and what those within these leadership positions, what they really believe and what they're trying to do. And it's been exposed over this last season. Well, it hasn't stopped. The WHO came out recently and said that they want to continue social surveillance on people to hopefully capture the data so that they can prevent a widespread of coronavirus. And it's just a way for them to continue government overreach and into your lives. 1984, all over again. They're pushing this. You're seeing now that the Biden administration continues to give unprecedented access to teachers unions to shape policies upon COVID guidelines. Again, another alarming decision of what we're seeing. And then also now we're seeing states finally sue the CDC and other federal agencies to end the mask mandate on public transportation. My question is, why would it take so long? And so we're seeing this happen. And what we can focus on and intercede for during all this craziness is that as we've seen the fruits of those decisions, as we've seen the fruits and the reality and the foundations of why certain decisions were made, we want to pray and intercede for our current and future leaders to arise who have the fear and use wisdom and revelation, fear of the Lord, and use wisdom and revelation so that they can know what decisions to make and how to lead the nation's, whatever nation they're in. And as for us in America, we want to pray for those leaders who are now to learn from what policy decisions are being made now so that they can look at it. And let's say they're not in a position to affect things now. In the future, they might. Let's say they're on the sidelines right now because God wants to mold them and shape them into the leader that he has called them to be. I want to pray that they have an open mind and a humble spirit to learn in this season, wherever they're at. Even if they're in the position of leadership now, pray that they have an awakening towards what the Lord would call them to do. Because they still, no matter if you agree with them, Republican, Democrat, Independent, whatever the case may be, they still have a call and destiny on their life just as much as we do. And so we want to pray for them to have that wisdom, have that fear of the Lord, and use that revelation to affect and implement the decisions that they need to make. And that could mean doing nothing. That could mean doing something. That could mean having a conversation here, having a conversation there. Things of that and not get caught up. Because as we see with what the Daily Wire is doing of now standing up against the radicalization and grooming of children, there's a very real world scenario that not only leaders and government, and look, we can't say they're going to solve all our problems. We ourselves have to step up. What does God call us to do? Do we have an expertise? Do we have the discernment that is needed to be able to start a company that could provide a resource and solve a problem, a solution for somebody, rather than just saying, well, this company already does it, like Disney, we don't really need to do it. They've kind of captured the market. Or you could say, look, this is not what people want. We want to present another opportunity, provide better content that isn't going to groom our children, give them values that are actually going to last generations. Is that more of an inheritance than allowing them to continue to watch these degrading, demoralized children's entertainment? Because as a parent of an infant, that's a question we have of what do we let them watch? Do we let them watch anything? Obviously, there's a balance that needs to be had there, but entertainment and movies and TV is a form of society now. And look, we grew up watching things. We watch things, sports, some movies, some shows, and there's nothing wrong with that. But it's what are you allowing in that eye gate? What are you allowing in that ear gate? What are you allowing to be used and watched as a medium, form of education, entertainment, etc.? And so I digress in all of that. I'm going to pray for our leaders to make the stand. You know, we pray for those brave hearts to rise. Let's continue to pray for those brave hearts in this season, but pray that as those brave hearts are being molded to have the fear of the Lord, to walk out the destiny and the call over their lives, as each and every one of us has. So with that, I close. Bless each and every one of you. Thank you for following along. Thank you for your support. For those who have given, shared, liked, spread the news, we greatly appreciate it. And we want to continue going on this journey of standing on the wall, praying for the office of the president, and sharing the gospel of the kingdom so that souls can be saved. So I'll see you guys tomorrow morning. We do not have a noon prayer today as we take a day of rest. But I will be back tomorrow morning to close out the week and with our noon prayer tomorrow online only. So blessings, and I will see you guys later. Have a good one.